Doron in Focus continues. We have Flint Hills Discovery Center members. We got the Curator of Education, Stephen Bridenstine, joining us. Good morning.
Good to be here.
And we've got Assistant Director and Development Officer Kendra Coleman. Good morning.
Hello. Good to be here.
I'm glad to have you both in here. Tell us a little about what's new at the Flint Hills Discovery Center.
Well, the big thing that we've got going on this spring, of course, is our new traveling exhibit, American Adventure. And if you haven't been out to see the new exhibit, it's a ton of fun. So people might remember 2 years ago, we had our Rainforest Adventure exhibit, which was a maze in our gallery, and you had to go through the maze. Well, this same exhibit, same idea, you go through the maze, but I kind of describe it as sort of like a historical game that you get to walk through. And it kind of takes place in early American history, and you role play as one of the early colonists in America. You have to make decisions, and it's if you ever played the classic Oregon Trail game, same idea. You got to make decisions. You live or die. It's very bizarre having a group of school kids get all excited about whether they died or not. But you know, that's the way I kind of describe it to folks. It's fun for the whole family, and that's on exhibit now.
You've piqued my interest when you mentioned the Oregon Trail game. I love that game when I was a kid. All right, that sounds like a lot of fun. That's on display through May 10th?
Yeah, that's right, yep.
Okay. What about Hops and Profs? What's this all about?
Well, Hops and Profs is the new presentation series that we're doing this spring. So we paired up with some folks at K-State, and the idea is that we want to do a fun, informal presentation from a K-State faculty member, and we got beer. So who doesn't like that? So the next one is with Ryan Sharp, and he's in the Parks Management and Conservation Program over at K-State. And the title is, I Always Feel Like Somebody's Watching Me. And his whole area of research is how cameras, technology is used in parks and natural places and for use in conservation. And so it's going to be a really good topic. And that's coming up next week on Tuesday. Doors open at 6 o'clock. The presentation starts at 6:30. It's about an hour long, and if you come early, we've got Arrow Catering there. They're going to have a featured beer that they serve as part of the festivities.
Awesome. That sounds like a lot of fun. It won't be too long before people are thinking about spring break. That's just around the corner for K-State and for the schools here.
Oh, absolutely. And, of course, spring break is one of our busiest weeks there at the Discovery Center. Folks are out. They're looking for things to do. If you are still working as a parent, we have our adventure camp working all week. So that's our school year camp. So if you got kids, grades 3 to 6, we run a daily camp each day that week. So that's a great option for parents who are working. If you can get off a day, bring the whole family out to the Discovery Center. We have a series that we've done now 5 years in a row called Meet the Makers. And it's this great series where we've got live artist demos going on in our atrium. It's a free series, so you can come in. It's right inside our entrance. And we've got folks who are going to be doing oil painting, watercolor, quilting and fiber arts, wood turning, dance demonstrations, different mediums. And the folks who are there, they just are really friendly folks. And it's really nice to see something go from a blank canvas at 10 a.m. to a finished painting by 5 p.m. And they're just great people. So that's Meet the Makers. That's all week, spring break week. That's March 9th through 13th.
All right. That sounds like a lot of fun as well. What is this I see here about Greater Prairie Chicken Booming Tours? What is that?
Well, as a resident of the Flint Hills, you should know one of our star attractions here are the Greater Prairie Chickens.
Sure.
So we've been doing these tours now every spring for about 6 years. And if you're a birder out there, you know what a Greater Prairie Chicken is. It's this amazing little creature that gets out there in the early mornings, and they do this, I guess you could all describe it, a mating ritual, where the male birds puff themselves up, they make noise, they boom. That's what it's called. It's booming. And it's something real spectacular. We take folks out there early in the morning to witness this spectacle, this natural spectacle. And it's truly remarkable to hear the sights, the sounds. You're there before sunrise. It is an early morning, but we run tours from mid-March through mid-April. We've got about 10 tours that are publicly available. We have seats available on every tour right now. I just checked this morning. But it's one of those things that's truly unique to the Flint Hills. And if you've never seen it, put it on your bucket list.
That sounds like fun. And, you know, early mornings don't bother me too much because I wake up early every morning. But what an awesome opportunity that would be to check out. And so to register for that, you just sign up through the office there?
Or? Yeah, absolutely. You can either drop by in person, give us a phone call, or go online, flinthillsdiscovery.org, and navigate to our Prairie Chicken page.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about memberships.
Sure.
And Kendra, you got some of the information on that?
I do. We have a fantastic membership program at the Flint Hills Discovery Center for both individuals and families. We also offer a military discount with that. So basically, if you come three times, it pays for itself. So this would be unlimited access for an entire year. We also, when we open a new exhibit, which we are opening Big League Fun in May, which is a baseball exhibit, our members get to come the night before opening to an exclusive members-only event. So they're the first to see the exhibit. We have food, and it's a fun family and individual event. So that's one benefit. But another benefit that a lot of people aren't aware of is with your membership to the Flint Hills Discovery Center, you have an ASTC reciprocal partnership, which means let's say you and your family go to Exploration Place in Wichita, you get in free. Let's say you go to Science City in Kansas City, Missouri, you get in free. If you go to the Sternberg in Hayes, you get in free. So, and this actually goes national and international for that partnership. So a lot of people don't realize that the benefit of having a membership with us can give them benefits for maybe their summer travels or visiting another museum along the way. So that is one thing we're really excited about. Our family memberships are probably one of our most popular. So you can get a membership for your whole family and come as often as you want. A family membership is $80, and that includes two adults and all children living in the same house. So you can really get some good benefits from that. We also, right now, our gift store for members is 20% off. So there's little perks and benefits along the way with just having your membership that will pop up as the year goes through. So we're excited.
Very good. Mm-hmm. I see you will be closed coming up on March 2nd.
We are. We are doing a big spring cleaning day. So we'll be refreshing the museum. We'll be doing some cleaning and painting projects and just getting everything in tip-top shape for spring break and the summer.
Okay. Yeah, you got to get prepared for the busy season.
I
imagine this is a busy season coming into spring and summer for you guys, and you're really the gateway into Manhattan for a lot of folks.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we think so.
Yep.
That's the first thing I see when I come into Manhattan. Normally, I come in from the south if I'm traveling, so I think a lot of people do too. If people have any questions, how can they get a hold of you guys there?
Well, the best thing to do is just go on our website. All the information about our programs, pricing, memberships is on our website, flinthillsdiscovery.org. And if you like us on our Facebook page, that's a really good way to get some of those daily, weekly updates about things we got coming up, special offers, our gift shop sales, and all that. So if you follow us on Facebook, you'll get an even quicker update.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, it's always fun to catch up with the Flint Hills Discovery Center. Stephen Bridenstine and Kendra Coleman, our guests here this morning, thank you so much for coming in and enlightening us.
Thanks.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
All right. That's going to do it for In Focus here on this Friday. A fun, busy show. We hope you enjoyed it, and we'll have that up online later at newsradiokman.com. Sam, back to you.
Yeah. Next, we got Blueville Nursery coming in for their show, and then we'll have Rush Limbaugh after that. Remember, 1:30 is going to have the K-State baseball pre-coverage starting at 1:30. And then later tonight, 6 p.m., we're going to have Manhattan basketball.